Good afternoon, I'm Danielle Cartwright with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. Work is continuing towards ensuring that Brown Mountain is at least partially open in time for Easter. An RMS spokesperson says work is on schedule and the road will at least be partially opened if the weather allows. It's believed there is very little wriggle room on the time frame and that any bad weather events could stall the Easter opening. The company behind the National Broadband Network has revealed a list of towns across New South Wales which will be part of the largest stage of the NBN rollout to date. The plans mean construction of the NBN fibre network will be completed or underway in a third of the country over the next 3 years. The state government says there is strong support for shops across the far south coast to open on Boxing Day, but not Easter Sunday. Trading restrictions for December 26 are being lifted, but the government is rejecting retailers' requests for Easter Sunday trading. Minister for the Illawarra, Greg Pearce, says the Boxing Day move is popular.
Everyone in my office was very keen about the idea that they could go and enjoy the Boxing Day sales. I'll leave it to you as to what your shopping habits are, but there was strong support for extending the capacity to get out there and enjoy the Boxing Day sales.
And this afternoon, the Maruya and Batemans Bay hospitals have been awarded a donation of $15,000 thanks to the Woolworths Fresh Food Kids Hospital appeal. This year, the donation will be spent on equipment for newborn babies who require assistance following delivery. Meanwhile, this morning, the Bega Valley Hospital also received a donation of $15,000 from the Woolworths Fresh Food Kids Hospital appeal. Bega's donation will be spent on monitoring and child safety equipment, along with furniture to make parents' overnight stays more comfortable. Maruya and Bega Hospital's Director of Nursing and Midwifery says the hospitals are extremely grateful for the donation and for the ongoing support of Woolworths and is thanking the community for getting behind the appeal. Now here's Tony McGay with local sport.
While Sapphire Coast turf officials keep an anxious watch on weather forecasts for their TAB meeting on Saturday, there's a far bigger picture that will impact on their future. The prolonged legal battle between the corporate bookmakers and Racing New South Wales finally draws a conclusion through a decision by the High Court in Canberra tomorrow morning. It is crucial to the overall funding of race clubs and the biggest issue to impact on race clubs in the modern era. This was the focus at a racing seminar at Queanbeyan last Tuesday. However, on the local scene, Callaroo staged a six-race card on Saturday afternoon, coinciding with Merimbula centenary celebrations. In football, senior AFL play a round robin in Bermagui on Saturday, while in league, Group 16 juniors have a day-long tournament in Bibbenloop. That's local sport. I'm Tony McGay.